Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. Tara Fisher is a loving, compassionate, intuitive, light-hearted, and caring facilitator. In 1996, after losing an ovary and being diagnosed with endometriosis, with little support, relief, or cure, Tara embarked on a journey to heal herself by using alternative healing methods ranging from aromatherapy, massage, energetic, shamanic healing, rebirthing, movement, diet, traditional Chinese medicine, sound, and body-mind connection. Hi, Tara. Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
Hi, Leanne. Thanks so much for having me today.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, awesome. All right. So do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Right now, I'm changing my work in a different way, coming out to share all of the gifts and all of the tools that I've picked up along the way. So for me, it's kind of just strategizing and planning on how to best represent myself on and what I share, so people have a clear idea on how I can assist or inspire or guide or mentor them in their lives.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. So what's actually your story? Where have you been to get to this point?
Oh, wow, that's such a big question, Leanne. I thought about this earlier and I'm like, wow. Well, it really, the big ignition point for me or turning point for me, I was 23 and I was working in Hong Kong, and I had been to see the doctor a few times, allopathic Western medicine, complaining of pain in my abdomen area, and they said, oh, it was nothing, or, you know, it's appendix, or you just have gas. And I said, okay, well, am I okay to travel? And so I traveled overseas, and when I got overseas, after about 2 weeks in Hong Kong, I was really in a lot of pain and got one of the other women I was traveling with to take me to the hospital. And at that point, I was hemorrhaging from a twisted ovary due to endometriosis, which had been misdiagnosed three times. So ended up losing that ovary and getting sent back to Canada, where I'm originally from. And then I was diagnosed with, you have endometriosis and there's no cause and there's no cure. You know, I was 23 years old, and the options that they gave me, I just didn't want to take any of them. It was putting myself through menopause at 23 or completely stopping my cycle, and I really felt my intuition was telling me that wasn't all there was. So I had made the decision to heal myself at that point. So I went on a big, long journey and tried many different things, some which were complete failure and some which were an obvious success. It took me about 5 years, but I did completely heal myself of that disease, endometriosis, and led me on a whole big rabbit trail on all levels, you know, as I wanted to know physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually why I had manifested this in my body. And that's really what started it for me. And that was 25 years ago. So it's been a long journey, and it kind of led me on this road of becoming a healer myself and igniting my own gifts. Yeah.
So the journey, you've had probably a lot more tipping points as well to send you on different directions.
Yeah, absolutely. So that, as I mentioned, was a big rabbit hole. And then I found which things that I was actually good at and things that were uncovered in myself that would send me down different trails. One, I've got Native American Indian in my background. So I started following the Red Road path and started really getting into ritual and shamanism. And that ignited a whole other well of things and gifts inside of me, which I had, which opened up this whole other beautiful trail of leading me into shamanism. And then endometriosis, as well as is the womb, is this, you know, the sexual parts, and that led me down an arena of learning tantra and womb wisdom and heart wisdom and learning about the feminine body, and really got me into a lot of women's work. And so that's a big, really big part in my life, is the tantra and the shamanism, and bringing those two things together in a way, because it's all connected, all of life and nature and our bodies and how we relate to nature and our relationship with ourselves and life. So that really opened up a beautiful well of knowledge and wisdom for me to discover within myself, and really easy basic tools that I can use every day.
So when you actually, you know, tried these different things out and learned, you know, on that learning journey as well, did you have like lightning bolts thinking, right, that's the way I want to go? Or was it like a slow rumble that sort of led you in a certain direction?
I think I had a bit of both, Leanne, to be honest. You know, I was facilitating Kundalini dance, which is a tantric shamanic practice. It's ecstatic dance, teaching people how to use, I would say, it's basic Qigong techniques with movement, sound, and breath. And so that kind of was a slow rumble. And then I was helping assist at a retreat that my teacher was leading, and it was a sexuality coaching. And I was like, wow, this is what I meant to do. Oh my God, I've found it. And so that really led me on the sexuality coaching and education. So that was a big lightning bolt. And one aspect, and then the other aspect, it was like this kind of slow rumble. I was, you know, teaching Kundalini dance for 7 years, and then it, you know, kind of was a slow rumble to the lightning bolt.
So going along on your journey, I imagine, you know, learning all these different things, that you've had some challenges on the way. Anything that's made you feel like throwing in the towel?
Oh, geez, that could be every other day, Leanne. Like, you know, as life throws us our challenges, and there have been a couple of times, being a healer myself, you know, I always seem to manifest things on my journey that are physical. So I had something come up in one of my breasts, and I couldn't heal it myself and had to turn back to Western medicine. And at that point, I really felt like throwing in the towel and going like, oh, it's too much and I can't heal myself and what's going on. But it showed me really the balance of both of Eastern and Western medicine and the things that I was learning, and that sometimes Western medicine can really assist us. Mm. And so where do I find the balance, instead of shutting the door to one thing, to still keep all doors open?
So what actually does keep you putting one foot in front of the other? Like, do you have a big vision that keeps you going, or are you just getting through each day?
The big vision, sometimes, I mean, Leanne, again, it's a little bit of both. You know, sometimes life can be tumultuous and challenging. And the one thing that really keeps me going is that I know that everyone deserves to feel loved and lovable, and that they belong, and that we all have a unique part to play in this life. And I absolutely know that there's a lot of people who haven't felt the extreme joy and bliss and peace of mind that I have felt on my journey through exploring some of these different rituals and shamanic traditions, and even a daily practice, that it's, I guess it would be that bigger picture, that everyone deserves that. So that keeps me going. If I have a little piece to play in that, in a world vision of everyone being happy and joyful and blissful and getting through their days and their lives, that makes it worth it.
Yeah.
And makes me keep saying yes, like, yes, I want you to be happy. I want you to feel this unexplainable joy that I have felt along my journey in those moments of awakening or self-understanding, or just going, oh, okay, I can relax.
What about an ignition point? Have you had times in your life where things are just really taken off for you?
I'm like, really taken off, or am I a slow burner? Again, it's a bit of both, Leanne. I mean, it's been 25 years, right, on this path. So there's been times where it's been slow. For example, I've lived in Sydney for 10 years, and that was quite slow. I came knowing no one, not having a network at all. And I just kept putting one foot in front of the other. And so that was a bit of a slow burn. And I've had, intuition in my life going, okay, I really need to come out more and really having my vision and my dream in alignment with my purpose. And then a windfall would come where this was one point where I had been taking a bit of a break from doing a lot of the live workshops. And then I had an intuitional time to come out in the public eye again. And the next week I got a call from Channel 7 to go, okay, we want to film one of your classes. And I'm like, oh, okay, thank you, life. Here it is. Right? So it's like you put it out and it's like, okay, it's time. I feel this impulse. And then it just goes, boom. And then that started my year going again for lots of live workshops and them being full and really being able to share an important message to the public and really helping and being in service.
It's amazing what sort of new possibilities can open up if you have yourself open to them, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So with the new possibilities, I know one of them is this Thousand Ripple Effect project that's going on at the moment. How did you go with getting onto that?
One of my friends just put Stacey in touch with me, and he's a really beautiful friend, and he's like, hey, I've heard some of your stories, and would you be willing to share to help you? It's the early teens. And I said, yeah, absolutely. I wish I would have known half of the things I knew when I was a teenager now. And, you know, my journey would have been a lot smoother. So, yeah.
It's such a wonderful project, isn't it? I imagine there's going to be so many different types of messages and it might resonate with all these different teenagers. And I'm really excited about the project.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I say, as you just said, you know, having so many different stories and so many different perspectives that teenagers' minds just be like, wow, oh yeah, I feel that and really resonate with that. Oh, that's a new possibility. So yeah, I think it's just such a fabulous project.
Yeah. So tell me the exciting things. What's the exciting thing in the future you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to just creating more fun, amazing stuff. You know, for more things where we are living in alignment and people are having much easier lives, you know, where we're all supporting one another and there's always a hand reaching out to you to help to lend that helping hand when we need it. So one thing, yeah, that's one thing that I'm looking forward to is just a more peaceful existence for everyone.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a change in pace and do the speed round.
Okay.
All right, here we go. What's your favorite book?
My favorite book is, well, one of them, I have a few, is Emotional Clearing. So that's the Eastern and Western philosophy put together. So that really helped me on my way. It was like, oh, okay. Then everything started to make sense of the body systems from a Western mind and an Eastern mind.
Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
It may sound a bit cheesy, but I love Oprah Winfrey. Oh. I think she is just awesome. She's an awesome. She has an awesome story from her challenges in life and how she overcame them, and she just kept going. And that's that belief and that light inside that kept her going to make serious change. And being able to reach so many people is so inspiring.
Yeah, she's got amazing drive, hasn't she?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely inspiring to me.
Yes. What daily ritual works best for you?
Is definitely a morning practice. So I do a Qigong practice and a meditation practice, and that always involves breath movement and sound and coming into my center and creating my day from there. And the simplest one, it's in every day, is gratitude. Is a gratitude practice.
Yeah, it's very powerful, isn't it? The gratitude journals, or just writing down and appreciating what's around you.
Yeah, it opens up to more things you can appreciate.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite food?
Leanne, I love all foods. I love good, healthy, nourishing food. Yeah, I love it all. So my favorite food would be one that involves a lot of colors. One thing I learned from the Buddhists, they're like, always have 12 different colors in your foods. It's a lot of colors.
That is.
What if you, I always like to say, okay, if there's a rainbow happening on my plate, then my body's going to be happy on the inside.
Oh yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I'll have to remember that one.
Yeah.
Do you like the country or the city?
Country. Yeah, absolutely. Nature, being inspired by nature, and my body just drops and it can relax. The parasympathetic nervous system can just go, oh, okay. Yeah.
What's a piece of advice you can give to others to help them make change in their life?
Just to embrace everything. Just to embrace it and to come into that place of deep acceptance and love, and to know that life absolutely has your back and that life loves you. And once you start to cultivate and embrace and create a relationship with life and nature, that you will absolutely be supported in whatever your dreams or whatever your challenges are.
All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
What I would tell my former self is to trust and to have more self-love. You know, there was a lot of times where I just wasn't in that space of self-care, self-love. So I would just be like, just take care. Just take care of yourself and don't worry so much.
Yeah, it's a big one, that worry, isn't it?
Yeah, take a bath. Tell me, take more baths. Take some chill out time. Just calm down. It's going to be okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back on life, especially when you get to a certain age, you look back and think, why did I worry so much? You know, it all worked out.
Yeah, and it always does. That's the thing. It always does, no matter what is happening. It always works out, whether it's through a challenge or whether it's through a gift.
Yeah.
That it always ends up being a gift and a treasure in there.
Well, thank you so much for your valuable time today, Tara, and sharing your story. I really appreciate it. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you, and we'll end it there?
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks so much too, Leanne. I really appreciate your time as well and all the effort you're putting into all these interviews. It's amazing. And the best place to contact me would be tara@tarafisher.com, mm-hmm. or find me through my website, Tara Fisher, and it's FISCHER, and the same on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much, Leanne.
Igniters, Tara's bravery to heal herself has reaped so many rewards. She says it's key to have a rainbow of food happening on your plate so that you're happy on the inside. If you want to contact Tara, go to her website, tarafisher.com. To stop the worry of the what ifs or what may or may not happen and get a plan to forge ahead with your future, contact me through my website, leannblaney.com.